Tuttles. I miss Tuttles. Hi,
Tuttles.
Tuttles. You got in here before me? How'd that happen?
Hey, Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Anybody else have
There's
to
Tuttles.
re-sign in to all their devices today? You are quick. Did you sign in to Podbean, anybody else? This morning?
Haven't had to have that issue.
I know, I haven't had it in a long time, and it made me re-sign in to all my devices, and then it didn't recognize my password. So I had to change my password. So yeah, I was wondering if they had an update or something.
Shannon had something very weird happen to her. It, like, her following and follower list looked like it just, like, disappeared down her. And I presume it must have, on her part, been, like, a technical glitch, because I had that happen to me, and then a few days later, my follower and following list just magically came back. Hi, Mr. Reagan.
Huh. It must be doing, I don't know, updates or something? Weird.
Yeah.
They're spying on us. They're spying on us, and they're messing everything up. All the guys are in the house.
Oh, we're just waiting for the ladies to show up.
Only one so far. Only one.
Welcome, everybody, to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Tina, Joe, and Eric, coming to you live across the United States. From Georgia, diagonally up to the Pacific Northwest in Washington, with a little
snob
in the snow. Snob. The little snobby stop in the snow in Colorado.
Hi, Grover's Mac. Welcome. I see you wanted to call me a snob, really. Is what you can get
clean
out.
Man. My mouth gets going faster than my brain.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to call you.
I'm furthest from a snob.
Princess Snob.
No.
Hi, Shannon.
Princess Grace, not Princess Knob. I am
Princess
so not a snob.
Grace. Oh, my goodness. Man, it is cold here. And you say it's cold
yeah.
where you're at, right?
Yeah, it's 25. Woo!
What's going on in Georgia, Eric? Is it cold there? You said it. I thought you said it was
I mean,
cold there.
I think the sun is out today, but it don't Hi, seem Punisher. Like it's as bright.
Hi, Punisher.
Huh. Weird. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. It just seems like a big cold thing coming. I don't know. I haven't watched the weather in a long time. I
haven't
don't know
either,
what's
but
on.
I wonder if it's coming down from the Canadas. It's coming down.
From the Canadian? Down
from
Canada. Yeah,
Canada?
I don't know. Hey, I want to welcome everybody to the show.
Welcome
Good to see you all. Thank you for joining us live. And to everybody that's listening to us on the download, thank you for downloading the shows.
Thank
we appreciate it. And if you're listening to us and it's past 11 a.m. Pacific time and you're listening on the WESN Epic Strategies Network, hello. We'd like to say hello,
hello
to everybody. Hi, Jess. Jess Duck.
Hi, Jess.
So I don't really know what happened yesterday. I don't know what anything went on yesterday. I mean, I don't know what was going on.
Because you were sleeping.
Yeah, I know, because after
you
I
took
got
a
done
nap.
With,
you slept.
I tell you what, after I got done with the show, I published the show, I posted it out everywhere, and Grammy got up, and she's coming out of the bedroom as I'm going in. She goes, hey, how you doing? I go, I'm going back to bed. I went and laid down, and it must have been like 9 o'clock, something like that. And she tucked me in and said, okay, good
yeah,
night.
Yeah, you didn't, and it was almost... It was almost
three o'clock
my time.
Yeah, 3 o'clock my time. 3 o'clock my time. I got up.
Oh,
so I went back to bed
yeah.
for another 6 hours. Huh. Good grief.
I know. Unbelievable.
And it was a good sleep too, man.
Oh,
it was
you were
good,
drooling?
Solid sleep. I was drooling everywhere. Felt like I had somebody dumped a bucket of drool on my face.
Oh,
no.
Nasty. You're all crusty.
Yeah, I hate it when people.
I'm like, I have to change my pillow, my pillowcase. This is just gross.
And you got the dry drool on your face.
The spots, yeah.
Yeah. And you start chasing after Lewis to give him a smooch, and he runs.
No, I don't do that.
Oh, you should. That's what Grammy does. She comes in, hi, give me a smooch. Ow!
Oh, no, I am not a morning person. It takes me a while to get up. Just leave me alone.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, me too. I'm not really a morning person either. I mean, I'm not grumpy.
I just, I need my space.
I like quiet. Yeah, I like to get up. Mm-hmm. I like quiet. And, Grammy, Grammy's kind of the opposite. You know, as soon as Grammy's eyes open, it's like, hi, how you doing? Hey, let's get the day going. All right, everybody up and at it. Let's go. You know, and I'm just the opposite. I like to get up, move around in the nice quiet, you know, and I'm not a morning person. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't mind getting up early. I just want to chill and
up early so that I can be nice.
Hi, Beth. Good to see you. Thank you for joining the show. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know. Man, I just and then after all that sleep, around 9 o'clock my time, I'm going, man, I could go to bed.
I thought I said goodnight to you. I said, man, you're probably going to be up. I hope you're not up late. And you're like, no, I'm tired. I was like, what?
I've only been up for 6 hours.
You really must be tired.
Going back to bed. I can't do that today, though. Today, I got things to do. I got to replenish our water supply in the house. Mm. I got to go pick up stuff for inside the toilet. We had the toilet kind of broke on us the other day. And I was getting ready to go to bed. All right, I'm going to bed. You know, I went to made my, you know, go to pre-bed toilet trip and hit the knob to flush it. It broke. I go, no, well, not right knob. Before. Not right when I'm going to bed. Oh. And so I had
that
fixed and got it going. And then I go, well, now I'm not ready. Now I can't go to bed because I'm wide awake.
Yeah.
I'm totally wide awake. Ready? Hey, if you're coming in and you're new to the show, hit that follow button for us. We are like 9 people away. Oh. 9 followers away.
From I can that, feel it.
That special 2,000 followers level. That's hard to get. But hit that follow. And if you're downloading the show and you've never hit that follow button, hit that follow button. Download the show. I mean, follow the show for us.
Hi, Shonda.
Hi, the only crazy lady.
Oh, man.
Shonda.
Hey, so I don't know if I mentioned it or not yesterday, but I was on the WESN Epic Strategies Network checking the schedule out for the week. And yes, we are scheduled and we are a go for Friday night. We are and we are ready to go. Yeah, so that's going to be exciting.
Hi, Mooncha.
Go Man's Blues Show on the Epic Strategies Network, WESN, Friday night at 3 o'clock Pacific time, 3 in the afternoon Pacific time, 6 o'clock on the East Coast. So if you haven't, download that app. Download that app onto your phone so you can listen to he's got a good that's run by Ralph William. That's his radio show. I mean, his radio station.
A bunch of different music.
And he's got a lot of good music going on in there. And he's got some good provocative conversation. Provocative conversation. Yeah, I learned that word, so I use it as much as I can now.
And music for your ears.
Yeah, you sound like our promos. I need to get you to do a promo for the blues show. Yeah. Are you for hire?
Am I for hire? Sure. I'll give you a discount.
Nice. Good deal. You mean like better than free, like the last time? No.
Yes.
I've already got my music for the next one, Dina Jo. Oh, I've got it all figured out.
That's good. I'm very proud of you.
Round of applause.
My hands are going in a circle right now as I'm clapping.
Thank you, everybody. Hey, did you hear about this Hershey? I guess it's Hershey, Pennsylvania. They have a minor league hockey team there that's called the Bears, the Hershey Bears. And they have a traditional teddy bear toss. Teddy bear toss.
Okay. Now, I've heard of I think there might be another, I think a couple of different hockey teams do something like that. They toss the animals, not the live ones, the stuffed animals on there so they can collect them and give them or donate them.
Donate them to charities, yes.
Hi, Rob.
Yeah, because they do it here with the, here with the Portland Winterhawks, the Winterhawks. Uh-huh. As a matter of fact, I've only been to one Winterhawks game, and that was that must have been a decade or so ago. Grammy took me to it. It was before I was even into hockey, and that was their teddy bear toss night. And we thought, oh, how cool. So, yeah, it's the same minor league, throughout hockey that does this. Anyway.
I like that.
In Hershey. Hershey.
LBRS.
They had their annual, teddy bear toss game Saturday night. And there's no limit to how many teddy bears you can bring into this thing. I mean, you can bring in as many as you want. They tossed into that rink 52,341
teddy bears. That's an awesome picture.
It is an awesome picture. It was so thick with teddy bears, that people were diving into the teddy bears and then they'd be swallowed up by them. Because it was like some places like 2-3 feet thick of teddy bears. But so that's what they did. And they broke their record. Their record from 2019 was 45,000 teddy bears. So, man, I mean, they passed it by, 7,000? 7,000 teddy bears? Jeez Louise. Yeah, but it says that they donate them across the area to 25 organizations and charities in the Hershey's community. So that's
who else do people? They're not tossing people; they're tossing stuffed animals.
Stuffed bears.
Sometimes, though, I've heard they throw octopuses, real octopuses.
Mm-hmm. Really.
Yeah, one of the teams.
I have never heard
They throw real octopuses on the thing. I don't think they're supposed to anymore. Or I don't know. Does anybody else hear that? Anybody else hear
you
that?
See,
BP knew.
In Detroit?
Yeah, they throw octopuses, huh? How gross, slimy. Ugh.
Why would they throw? Like Rob says, why would they throw octopuses out there?
That is
strange.
Why'd they do that?
That is so strange. I don't know why they would do
Detroit,
that.
Yeah, Detroit, they do it during the playoffs. Oh.
We'll see if they – I can't see them still doing it. I don't know. That is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Why would you throw
– Oh, man, these things listen
to you. Octopuses out there like that.
Type that whole thing out.
Boy, that is strange.
The legend of the octopus is a sports tradition during Detroit Red Wings home playoff games involving dead octopuses thrown onto the ice rink. The origins of the activities goes back to the 1952 playoffs when the National Hockey League team played two best of seven series to capture the Stanley Cup.
That is so strange.
Does it say started by two brothers, store owners of Detroit Eastern Market, hurled an octopus onto the rink of Olympia Stadium. The team swept the Toronto Maple Leafs in Monterey. So I think they think it's good luck? I think they think it's good luck.
I don't know. They must be.
Since the 1952 practice has persisted with each passing year. They throw 36 octopuses, including specimens weighing 38 pounds.
Holy moly.
Yeah, and they have an unofficial a mascot and a purple octopus named Al during the playoffs. Hi, Tina. Hi, Tigray.
Ralph says something. What did he say? He says something about toss cookies instead.
Oh, gross. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
You know, that's unless, what we call throwing up, tossing your cookies, Ralph.
Yeah, I was going to say, unless they were chocolate chip. I don't like the way that sounds. Oh, Nancy. Well,
in this game where they tossed the teddy bears, after, yeah. I don't know how long it took them to clean those teddy bears up. You know, that's a lot of teddy bears to clean
that
up.
There's so many teddy bears out on the, it's amazing. I'm looking at it right now. 52, and there's just 000, so many teddy bears.
So once they cleaned those up, and I guess it says here that there was a 30-minute delay. So it'll take them 30 minutes to clean them up. Once they got them all cleaned up and they got the game back on track and going again, one of the Hershey players scored what they call a hat trick, which is three goals in a game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then they had all these hats being tossed out on the court, on the ice. So then they had all these hats they had to go out and clean up after that too. So, yeah, that's kind of cool. But octopuses, that is strange.
Octopuses.
That is,
and it's a good luck. So that's, that's funny. Guess. That's even funnier that it's a good luck thing. Yeah. Yeah, that's slimy. I wouldn't want to touch those things. Uh-uh. Mm-mm-mm.
I know. How would you? Who would you have to?
Ew! I'd be like, ew!
No.
Toss a lobster. Yeah, that'd be a little dangerous. Some
octopuses I hear, or I've read anywhere that they're poisonous.
Really?
They're poisonous. Yeah. There's a blue spotted octopus that people go out and they see on the beach. They go, oh, look how pretty, a blue spotted octopus. And they pick it up. And if it bites you, it could kill you. It's like, what? I couldn't believe
it. Wow, that's
crazy.
They
try to get a warning out to everybody. Leave the blue ones alone.
Don't touch the blue octopus. Well, you think they're that color for a reason. It's not normal. You know, how often do you see them? Don't touch it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's this guy on, I've seen him on TikTok. I follow him on TikTok.
Uh-huh.
And he knows a lot about animals and that. Right. I don't know if he's a zoologist or what, but he's very, very intelligent young man. And he always shows a picture of something like that. He'd show him playing with these little blue spotted octopuses. Oh, look how cute. He goes, yeah, that looks really nice and pretty, right? He goes, don't pick them up. Leave them alone. And then he tells you, and he does that with all kinds of stuff, you know. Oh, that's a cute looking little thing. Leave it alone because it's poisonous. And he's very informative. So that's kind of I think that's where I saw that blue octopus thing. But he's always telling people to leave things alone. Leave them alone. And one of his things is they're called wild animals for a reason, people. They're wild. Leave them alone. Very informative, though. He tells you about them, you know, and tells you about their habitats and that. But then he tells you to leave them alone because they'll kill you. Leave them alone. Don't kill you. What was that?
Is it Jeff Corwin?
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know his name.
I don't know his name. Him.
Dina Jo. I don't know his
name. Kids shows on Saturday morning. I'd watch the kids' animal shows.
Oh, no. This is a very young man. This is a real young guy. So
yeah,
I don't know.
This guy was young too at one time.
Oh, no. This guy's young now. Used to be young. He is young. That's what he is. He is young now. Yeah. Thanks everybody for tuning in. We appreciate you coming into the show.
2019. Hi.
Hey. Hey, DeGray, get out there and make Teddy your delinquent army squad members volunteer to follow us, man. We need 9 more in 2000. Come on. Get your guys. Wake them up. Let's go.
Ralph was trying this morning. He was trying. He said, I know some of you have more than one account.
Yeah. Exactly. Thanks, Ralph. You know, my brother was in the Air Force for 25 years, I think, and then he retired. And he was second from the top of sergeants you could be. So I don't know what that is, but he was in charge of what they called a flight crew on Air Force bases. Some kind of security detail, you know? Hi, Poe. And he says that he would go in, and these guys, you know, he says they act like this is a 9-to-5 job. He was telling me a story. These guys, they start thinking that this is a 9-to-5 job, you know, and that that's all. They just have to report to work at 9 o'clock. They get off at 5, and it's all up to them. Yeah, he goes, wrong. He goes, buddy, you're in the military. The military isn't a 9-to-5 job. It's a 24/7. And he says he would go into their dorms that these guys would stay in. He'd go into their dorms like 2:33 in the morning and just start banging on things to get them up. Let's go. Let's go to work. Let's go. And I go, man, that was kind of mean, Robert. He goes, oh, no. I got to let him know that they belong to Uncle Sam. And it's my job to make sure they know that. I think my brother would have been a great sergeant. He would have been a great sergeant in the military with his little cocky attitude and that. And he's got a son, my nephew, that's in the Air Force, and I believe he is now a stripe higher than his dad, than when his dad retired. He went and got another stripe. He was going to stop. He wasn't going to go any further. And I asked him, and I call him Sarge too. Hey, Sarge, so are you going to go get another stripe? I don't know. I don't think so. I go, what? You mean to tell me you're going to be where you're at and retire at the same rank as your dad? I go, no, you know you can't have that, man. You need to get that other stripe so you can say you're higher ranked than your dad. And I think he did. He think he goes, hey, yeah, I'm going to. That's right, yeah. Oh, man. Good times. That's the one thing I miss. Man, I didn't get into the military when I was younger. I wanted to so bad. And when I was trying to get in, it was like a few years before the end of Vietnam. I wanted to get in. I went down. My mom signed the papers because I was young. I was underage. Went down. I went to get in, and they told me, no, get out of here. You're colorblind. You got bad knees. We don't want you. Your blood pressure is a little high. We don't want you.
Yeah.
And it was like, what? And so they gave me, at the time, you'd get these little ratings for your draft card. Mm-hmm. And I got reclassified as a 4F. They 4F'd me. They 4F'd me. I couldn't get in. Yeah. I was heartbroken. Heartbroken to death. Yeah. I think when you turn 18, you need to go into the military. They need to send everybody into the military for 2 years. Send them into the military for 2 years. And, I just think we ought to do it because it's good for everybody. It's good for these young kids. I tried like heck to get my son to sign up and go into the military, and he wouldn't do it. Hey, T-Bone, good to see you, man. Good to see you. Oh, yeah, I was colorblind too. That's another thing. Yeah, that was another mark against me, yeah. Oh, maybe yeah. I said that. That helped colorblind.
I know my son Jordan tried to get in too, and they tested him. He was allergic to fish or something, which I never knew. I thought he just didn't want to eat fish. But they said that he could get in. But then he became a police officer.
That's interesting. That's interesting there.
I don't know.
Yeah. You know, people say, you know, about colorblindness, like they'll say, oh, really? Well, I used to go through this with my life all the time. They go, oh, really? I go, yeah, I'm what they call red-green colorblind. You know, anything that's close in red, green, or brown, I can't tell the difference. You know, I mean, it's like, I had a 71 Mercury Marquis that was a beautiful brown car. I mean, it was just beautiful driving around, and I just loved it. You know, and somebody goes, hey, where's your car? I go, it's right there. They go, right there. I go, that brown Marquis right there. They go, I don't see no brown Marquis. You mean that green one? Oh.
You thought it was green?
Yeah. I thought it was brown. But people always tell me, they say, so what color's the stop sign? I go, red. Oh, well, what color's the light to let you go in an intersection? I go, green. They go, well, how can you be colorblind? Well, it's because colors have to be close. The shades the shades have to be close for me to get them confused.
Okay. Yeah, like blue and green next to each other in front of you, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
No, if it was
Hi, Cal.
No, I never had trouble between blue and green. But they just
red
call
and brown?
Red and brown.
I can't remember when you were here, and I can't remember what was happening, and you had told, and then you said, no, I'm colorblind, and I thought you were messing with me. I thought, yeah, right, whatever, and I started laughing at you, and Grammy goes, no, he really is colorblind. I'm like, oh, I can't remember what was happening. We were in the
bathroom. I don't remember.
I can't remember, but I remember, and Karen's like, no, he really is. So I'm like, oh, I thought he was messing with me.
It was probably something you said, hey, old man, hand me that brown thing right there. What brown thing? Right there. I don't see no brown thing right in front of you. It's right in front of you.
Brown thing.
Oh, you mean this green thing? Probably. It's probably, yeah. That's funny. Oh, that, I wanted to get a job as an electrician. And they go, you ain't getting no job as an electrician.
He's setting houses on fire.
I go, man, you can't tell the difference between red and green
nice
wires. You're the perfect person. The perfect person. Hey, Poetics
on the phone.
Hi, Po.
Hi, how are you guys today?
Oh, we are
good. How are you?
It's good to hear your voice. How are you doing?
I'm good. So I called because I think that we should start a fundraiser to get the old man those colorblind glasses. I think everybody that listens to the Old Man podcast should pitch in, and we should get him those colorblind glasses, and then we need to film him, somebody like Dina Jo Grammy, and do it on the TikTok, and we all want to see this. So this is what's going to happen. I'm putting it to the universe, and I don't know. We're
going to
make it happen.
It can't be that expensive.
Well, okay. So hold on. They may be expensive, but you got how many listeners each day,
yeah,
and it varies?
No, I'm flattered, but no.
So if everybody puts in a dollar, and even the people that don't listen live put in a dollar or whatever.
So what are these glasses supposed to do?
They help you see the colors that you cannot see.
Well, I don't think I'm as bad as what people think I am. I mean, so
okay, that's fine, but you don't know either. So you put them on, and then you see the most brilliant colors of your life. You're gonna start crying or something. You never know, right?
Yeah, I know exactly.
So, oh, humble old man, oh, it's okay, don't worry about it. No, we're going to make this happen.
No.
So don't be so humble. Oh, guys, don't do it. No, we're doing it. So, everybody, either get a hold of wholeeshift@gmail.com or get a hold of Dina Jo, and me and Dina Jo will talk behind the scenes, and we're going to make this happen.
Yeah.
Right out loud.
Oh, for crying out loud. Get...
You guys are so sweet.
And they have like little clip-on ones too. They clip onto your glasses, it looks like, too. They have all kinds. Figure it out.
Either way, we'll make it work. Caps, put in a dollar fucking 50 or whatever you got, okay? Sorry, I didn't mean to curse, but yeah.
Well, I don't control you guys. You do what you want. I have no control over you guys.
I mean, that's so why we're holy shift. Holy shit. Holy shift. You know? Yeah. Anyways, I love you guys. We're going to make this happen. Everybody spread the word. Old man needs the colorblind glasses. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Poetic.
Thanks, Poe. You are so sweet. She is such a doll. You guys, that is so funny. I know Moonchild. I didn't know they had him either. I didn't know they had colorblind glasses.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Well, you guys do what you need to do. And there you go. Oh, yeah. Ralph says, at a trip to Japan, I told Ralph that I would love nothing more than to go and live in Japan for a couple of years. And he goes, well, why don't you go? I go, man, I ain't got the money to do that. You know, he goes, well, start a, you know, one of those money thing. What do they call them?
PayPal or GoFundMe?
No, GoFundMe. Yeah, go start a GoFundMe thing to go live in Japan. No. You guys are great. You guys are the best followers and friends in the world, man. You guys, the Old Man Podcast with Dean and Joe and Eric followers, you guys are the best. That's just too funny. Oh, man, you guys have me cracking up. I was laughing so hard, I was crying.
I saw see everybody coming in. I was writing that.
Yeah. So what?
I know. I can tell in your voice, you're all like touched.
I am. You guys are the best.
There's a lot of cool people here.
Yeah, they are. They are just great saucy people. Just
lovely people.
And
caring people.
Yes. Very heartwarming, caring people. Yeah. And the thing is we're all a bunch of different people too. We're all a bunch of different people. We all have different everything.
That's why we all need to be around each other, because we're all different. That's why.
And we all just have a good time in the show and have fun, because we believe that you can get, you can be friends with people you don't agree with on certain subjects. Yeah, who cares? If you don't agree, who cares? You're friends. You can be friends. Mm-hmm. Have a good time. You can love each other and have a great day, great life. Mm-hmm. So Dina Joe, what other yes. are there any kind of holidays for today?
Oh, yeah.
What
we got there lined up for today? We have quite a few. It's Bird's
Cobra.
Night.
Wait, hold on. Is that Cobra Smack? Is somebody coming to I don't see him.
Corba Smack.
I don't see him in the chat room yet, but I see him in the listeners thing.
They
anyway,
were in earlier, I think.
Go ahead. Okay.
All right. So it's Burns Night. Burns Night honors the Scottish poet who wrote the New Year's Eve anthem, Old Ing's Sigh. So that's what Burns Night is. I don't know if we're just supposed to sing it. Hello?
So that makes me think that it started out as a song. It started out as like a poem or something.
Poem, huh? Yeah. Hello. We talked about that last year. Hello. Don't you remember?
No, I don't. Okay,
then
go on
to the next. We need to get up some hearing aids along with those car blind glasses.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Listen to Dina's ears. All right, well, listen to this one. National Irish Coffee Day. The perfect occasion to warm yourself up with that tasty, boozy treat.
Welcome back, Mr. T. Irish coffee. Now, so what exactly is an Irish coffee?
It is black coffee, sugar, whiskey, and cream, I believe. Black coffee, whiskey, sugar, and cream.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Yeah.
I might just have to have an Irish coffee one of these days.
It's cold enough to have one today.
I bet you what could fireball.
Then it wouldn't be Irish.
No, that's interesting. I wonder if like you go to a pub or a bar or someplace and you can say, give me an Irish
coffee. They'd laugh at you.
Would they laugh at you if you said, give me an Irish coffee?
They'd be like, get over at the coffee place, you little wussy.
Well, no, they couldn't do that at a coffee place unless they had a liquor license.
No, I know. No. I'm just kidding you.
I thought maybe you knew something I didn't know.
I don't know. How many do a lot of bars have coffee? It probably wouldn't.
Yeah, they always have a coffee pot sitting over there. They always got coffee. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's probably awful. It's probably terrible.
Well, that's why they put whiskey and cream and sugar in it. Yeah.
I don't know. I would think if you went to like
an Irish pub.
Yeah, or restaurant, then yes, for sure. But I don't know if you'd want to go into some big, bar like a biker bar and say, hey, hand me an Irish coffee, please.
I don't know. I have no idea.
All right. Well, it's also Opposites Day. Here's a question.
Opposites Day.
What is the opposite of opposite day? I don't know.
I vaguely remember the kids playing that opposite day type stuff with me when they were little. You always had to say the opposite of what you meant, like, take your shoes off, man. Put your shoes on and that kind of stuff. Did you ever do that?
No, this is all new to me. Yeah, it says broccoli is my favorite food. So that means broccoli isn't their favorite food?
Exactly.
Man, that's a whole lot of thinking going on there.
Yeah, that's too much thinking.
No. That's a whole
lot. Yeah, don't clean your room, man. Clean your room. Yeah. Exactly. That's the kind of stuff I did with the kids. They had an opposite day. Today's opposite day, Dad. Oh, great. Okay. Here we go. Don't give me any money. No, Dad, that doesn't work that way. Oh, okay. All right.
Well, all right. It's also, I swear I never heard of that. I thought it meant like opposites attract kind of thing. But nope, it meant what you're talking about, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm under a rock there. All right. Well, it
wait a minute.
Also...
Are you under a rock or aren't you? Now I'm confused. Are you... Are we still doing opposite day or not? I don't know.
Hello, Cool Dream. No, I'm passing that one up and moving right on to National Florida Day.
Okay.
So all you in Florida, happy Florida Day, where it's probably nice and warm. Although I heard Mike on, I think it was John Gale yesterday, and I think he said it was 50. I was like,
oh. Whoa.
I know. For Florida, that's kind of chilly. I think. I don't think it's normally that cold, but.
Hey, Captain America's back in. Captain A's back in. We haven't seen him for a few days.
Captain A.
Captain A. Good to see you, buddy. Good to see you, Captain. Okay, so Florida Day. And I think we had another state day not too long ago because I remember going, when does Washington have a day? And you actually found a Washington
day. It was
day.
In May. Yeah. May 7th or 8th or something like that. Yeah. Okay. It's also National Plan Your Vacation Day if you get to do that kind of stuff.
Oh, you know, as a matter of fact, we do. Grammy has to start planning on when we're going to do our vacation because we have so many points with this resort thing we've belonged to for a couple of decades. And so we got to get it scheduled. So yeah, plan your vacation day. All right.
Plan
I'll tell
your vacation.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll move on to observe the weather day. So I guess get ready to learn about what makes observation of the weather such a special day.
Oh, I tell you, I mean, just look outside. Exactly, Poe. I mean, if you just look outside and see what's going on, you're probably more accurate than the weather guys on TV. You know, especially here in the Pacific Northwest, they make it far too difficult than what it really is. And then, you know, they're going on and on and on about the weather. And then you just walk outside and go, hey, it's going to be rainy. Yep. Pacific Northwest weather, rainy, cloudy and rainy. Okay. All right.
Speak up and succeed day. Take a deep breath and raise your voice. This speak up and succeed day. So.
Speak up in what?
Succeed.
What do you say? In what?
Succeed. You're going to succeed.
Succeed?
Yes.
Oh. You know,
succeed. Okay. Speak up and succeed. I think you two need to clean those ears, don't you?
Are you saying succeed as in succeed as
you're going to succeed in something?
Going to succeed.
Yes, succeed.
Okay. Succeed. Oh, okay. All right.
What did you think I was saying?
I don't know.
Oh my Lord.
I'm glad we're not sitting across the table from each other right now.
I know.
I'd be dodging things. I'd have to set up your side of the table with nothing that you could throw. Nothing. No throwing stuff. No
I hope
throwing
those glasses
stuff.
Make you hear better too.
Oh,
I really
succeed.
Do.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Succeed. Please go on. Please move to the next one.
That's it.
Whoa! For crying out loud.
I know.
Hey, what kind of stationary bike do you have?
It is a Proform Tour de France. Okay.
It's not a Peloton.
Oh hell no.
Oh, Dina Joe, language.
sorry. No. Now you see. No wonder why you were calling me snobby earlier.
Yeah. Well, the reason I ask is, you know, Peloton is pretty famous. I mean, it's out there. It's a really well-known piece of exercising equipment. And then you got those Peloton things, those mirrors that you could put up. And they got the... you know, the live vid, not, I don't know if it's live video, but you got the video workout person, the virtual trainers up there helping you get through all your exercises now. Well, they've been through a little bit of a problem here lately.
Were they spying on people?
No, not that. There's been two television shows, two well-known television shows, where people have been using the Peloton equipment, the exercise bike, and had heart attacks in the show. The first one was Sex in the City. I don't know if it's the show or the movie. Oh, it says a scene from the following the premiere of Sex in the City spinoff. And just like that, it's a spinoff from Sex in the City. And just like that, Carrie Bradshaw's longtime husband, Mr. Big, played by Chris Noth, unexpectedly and now infamously died of a heart attack while wrapping up his 1,000th cycling session with one of the Peloton instructors.
Mr. Big? He died?
Well, in the show, and then the second one is in the show Billions. I like that show, Billions, where the character Wags, Mike Wagner, they call him Wags, he suffers a cardiac arrest while on his machine at the beginning of the sixth season that's going to start. And so these people at Peloton are going, no, no, you can't have people dying on our equipment, you know? And what's funny is it said that the death on the one on, and just like that, it says this death, this deadly association quickly led to a drop in Peloton's stock. Oh my gosh. It's like, come on, people. It's a TV show. But they people were buying their stock, pulling their stock. You know, they were selling their stock in Peloton because this guy had this death. And so Peloton's thinking, hey, you know what? We need to try to fix this. So what they did, in order to combat the ill-fated imagery of this Mr. Big dying in that spinoff, the company released a viral ad featuring that actor cozied up with the previously mentioned Peloton instructor, the one that's in the show, a few days later. So they showed him all being all, you know, cozied up to her. Hi, how are you? Yay, you know, look, we're okay. However, the ad was then pulled after four women came forward accusing that guy of sexual assault. They can't win
or lose. Oh, my gosh, Mr. Big.
They can't win or lose.
Never look at him the same
again. And then so this Billions thing, it says, well before the premiere, they did the filming of that Billion Things before the premiere of that and just like that show. And it says, however, producers still went back and included the line, I'm not gonna go out like Mr. Big in the reference of the recent passing. So they even referenced the passing of Mr. Big in the show Billions. They said it was a mere coincidence, and they added the line because it was what Wags would say. So they even made a shot at Peloton and that in there. So I'm thinking, oh my gosh. And it made me think. Now, you know, I mean, Peloton, did they get money for having their products in these shows? I mean, you know, product placement. You know, I mean, I'm sure they get paid something.
Except you see the name, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they can't just use that.
You don't think they would let that slide?
No, heck no. Oh. You know, that's why if people are in there drinking beers or sodas, the labels are always turned so you can't see what they are because they didn't pay to have them appear in the show, you know. So Peloton, you know, they they gave permit, they got money and paid and gave permission for it to be on those shows. Maybe here's the thing to Peloton. Here's a little advice for you. Read the script next time. See what's going to happen with your piece of equipment.
Yeah, exactly.
That's terrible, man. That is absolutely terrible. What a thing. You know, especially if they didn't know and all of a sudden they're watching their show. Hey, look, our show's going to be, our equipment's going to be on the show. Yeah, Mr. Big's going to be writing it. All right, let's check it out. Let's check it out. And bam, the guy's dead. Uh-oh. That's not good. That's not good. Someone's in trouble. Man, whew. So on that positive note.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock.
You know what time it is?
Welcome back to today.
It's time for Dina Joe's Today in Music History. So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries and a couple of root beer floats to wash it down with. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen. The hostess with the mostest. Dina Joe.
Hi, Laura. Welcome back. Happy to see you. Welcome.
Nice to meet your podcast. Good to see you people popping in. Popping in. Good to have everybody.
Make sure I have the right day on Tuesday, January 25th. Okay, we're going back to the list of 30 fascinating early bands of future music legends. We're going to have y'all play. Remember, I'm going to talk about him and see if you guys can figure it out. Who this future music legend was. In 1984, this 15-year-old was playing guitar in a band while attending a suburban Washington, D.C. high school. 6 months into his tenure, they decided to rethink their lineup after and they were furiously looking for new members when they saw him, this guy practicing behind the drums in 1985 with all but two of the bandmates now in college. The band ended up falling apart. Well, I didn't give you a whole lot to go off there, but here the two became three. The name of the band apparently borrowed from an SNL skit about an off-track football player. So let's play a little bit and see if you can figure out who it is and the name of the band.
Give me the name of the song, Nina Jo.
Home Sweet Nowhere.
Got it right here. Here we go.
Hi, Jessica.
This is so old, you can hear the record going. Have you figured it out yet with this intro?
No, yeah, right.
Hi, Jessica Singleton.
Nice to have you from Northern India. Indiana, sorry.
Here we go, good sir.
Hi, John Gale.
Hi, John.
Who's this artist?
All right. It is Dave Grohl, and the band is Drain Bramage. Drain Bramage ended in 1987 when Grohl quit without any warning to join the band Scream. Rubin and Smith tried to form a new band, but Rubin later commented, after you spend a couple years with Dave Grohl as your drummer, it's not easy to find another drummer. They don't exist. So that was Dave Grohl in his early band, Drain Bramage, okay. Playing Home Sweet Nowhere. Okay, this is a little older. As a young blues belter growing up outside of Birmingham, this future music legend first played his future legend band mate during a tenor in a short-lived band known as the Crawling Kingsnakes. They played in different groups before this future music legend would form the first of the bands, because it would be revised two other times. The first of the three of these bands, the original incarnation, suffered a split due to management conflict. The Future Music Luncheon attempted to form a rival band, failed to get off the ground. The third time proved as a charm. The Future Music Legend called upon his old friend, and they went on to re-record rearrangements of things like Jefferson Airplanes, She Has Funny Cars, and Plastic Fantastic Lover. They went on to secure regular gigs at a hip London underground venues like Middle Earth and the Marquee Club. The bands booked session times in the Regent Sound Studios to record demos. The results were two covers, Hey Joe and Buffalo Springfield's For What It's Worth. Let's play a little bit and see if you can figure out who it is. Hey Deb.
Yo, Colin.
Okay. Hi, Rockin' Out. And there's actually two of them in here. It's Robert Plant and John Bonham with a psychedelic 60 outfit, Band of Joy. And the song was For What It's Worth. In 2010, Robert Plant would form a new band and record an album and tour as Robert Plant and the Band of Joy. So that would be the third incarnation. And the album was number 8 on the Rolling Stone list of 30 best albums of 2010.
I played the wrong song.
Oh, no.
Here it is. Here's the Robert Plant song.
Oh.
Sorry.
Now, can anybody guess who it is?
Now that you know, listen, this, you'll know this is Robert Plant.
Oh, it's really low.
Yeah, that's Robert Plant right there.
Yep.
Sorry, Tina Joe.
I didn't think that was it, but I was like, you know, okay, yeah, you can totally tell. That's Robert Plant.
You can tell that's Robert Plant there, Band of Joy. Yeah.
Okay.
You need to.
That's
kinda,
all right.
Kind of give me some kind of heads up because I'm looking.
I know
at this
it's hard
because
I'm. Okay. Yeah. So number 3 on our list of future music legends, when this future members of this future legend first came together as classmates in Oxfordshire, Oblingdon School in 1985. Sorry if I butchered that name. They were bonded by pure, unbridled musical passion rather than their ability to play the musical instruments, they said. We were people who just picked up for their respective instruments in front of them because we wanted to play just to get together. Not because we played a rather particular instrument good, he said, this music. So it was more of a collective angle, and if we could contribute by having someone else play our instrument, then that was cool. They gathered to rehearse on Friday afternoons after school. After the members graduated in 87, the group was called On Friday, was effectively put on hiatus while the group minus the junior attended university. Nearly 4 years, they only got together on rare weekends and holidays. In the summer of 91, the friends reconvened and threw themselves into music on a full-time basis. They rented a house together, and they in nearby Jericho Tavern is where they played, and that was their local basis. Here is a little bit, and let's see if you can figure out who it might be. And this was around 1992.
Recognize that voice?
Whatever you want,
I don't.
No.
Sounds familiar. Yes, it does. Okay.
That is Radiohead members, and the band was On Friday, and the song was Girl in a Purple Dress. So it was Radiohead. At the label's insistence, they dropped the band the name On a Friday, and they, which Tom York respectively called the worst band name ever. In its place, they took inspiration from an obscure 1986 Talking Heads song, Radiohead. And so that's who they were, Radiohead members.
Radiohead.
Now, okay. I'm sorry, I've never really listened to Radiohead, but weren't they completely different than what I just heard? I thought they were heavy metal.
Yeah, I never really heard much of Radiohead. But
yeah,
I think they were. I think they were a little heavier metal later on. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So number four on our list of music legends, before this artist was a music legend, he was part of...
You should have just said it, stealing your podcast. He knew what it was. He just didn't know. Go ahead. Go ahead, Dita Joe.
He was part of a mod combo hailing from London's suburb of Margate, and he was only 18 years old at the time. They played their first gig together in April of 1965, and during the next few months, they shuttered back and forth to gigs in an old diesel-fueled ambulance. Their music was potent and raw, sometimes too raw. We were too loud on stage. We used feedback and sounds and didn't play any melodies. We just pulverized the sound, this music future legend would say. Who do you think it is? Let's play a little bit and see if you can tell. That doesn't even sound like
it. Don't.
Sometimes I
not Bob Dylan. Not Bob Dylan.
No, this is David Bowie, aka Davy Jones, is what his name was in the 60s. The third, and the group was the Lower Third. You've Got a Habit of Leaving. I know.
I know. It didn't sound nothing like him.
Yeah, his name was David Bowie. He went by Davy Jones, and there was already the Davy Jones and the Monkees, and so they changed it to Bowie once they split up. But yeah, I didn't think that was anything like him either.
Some of these songs, it's like it's before they fell into their niche or something like that, you know?
Yeah, and a lot of the stories that I've been reading, they didn't like it either where they were, and then they ended up splitting, and then that's when they went to what they really liked. Yeah.
Yeah,
Thank you, Cats.
And these are terrible recordings. These early recordings are terrible.
And like you said, some of them were very hard to find. So yeah, they are really bad. Okay. This is number five. Our next future music legend, this late future music legend frontman, nearly gave up on the music industry after the failure of his first serious band. The future music legend began to take an active interest in music while in high school student in the Phoenix area. Initially, he collaborated with friends to make an early 90s band. They played upward of 50 gigs around the Phoenix area and even recorded a 3-song demo before the band disintegrated. In 1993, a new band was formed with most of the former bandmates. They kept up a steady appearance around the desert area. The future music legend frontman became discouraged. I lost my spot. Discouraged working at the digital. He was also working at a digital service firm during the day to make ends meet. Decided to leave the band in 98. Resigned to live a life of obscurity, he was approached by Jeff Blue, the vice president of A&R in Los Angeles. Blue suggested he audition for a group called Zero, who were looking for a replacement singer. Skipping his own birthday celebration, recorded an audition song, and wound up getting the job in the spring of 1999. Let's play a little bit and see if you think of who it is. Hi, Lou Rock and Ralph. Welcome back.
Mm-hmm. that nothing would change. Staring out my windowsill, in my wasted prison cell. I know what you want.
I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, I know. It's Chester Bennington, the late Chester Bennington of Linkin Park. The band was Gray Days, and the song was called Hole. So yeah, that was I was when I listened to that, because I really liked Chester Bennington. He had a very powerful voice, and you knew it was him, and I couldn't really hear it in that. So I was kind of amazed, like you said, they get into these little niches that really kind of aren't their thing.
Yeah.
And so you kind of, some of them you get, yeah, Linkin Park. Mm-hmm. So, all right, was this next one? Okay, this next one is our last one for today, and it's two legends we're looking for, okay? Desperate to avoid the draft, one of these two music legends fled to Canada as soon as he was called up in August of 64. He changed his name to avoid the authorities, and he arrived in Toronto, where he almost immediately was jumped by a gang of drunks. Three men came to his aid, two of which would become future bandmates. The men helped introduce him to new friends in the local music scene as soon as he joined a group called the Sailor Boys. Eventually, they changed their name, playing unusual fashion of soul and folk rock. Looking for a new guitarist, band member Palmer spotted another future music legend, a local screenster strolling down New Yorkville Avenue, clutching a 12-string guitar. The future music legend attempted to establish himself as a solo artist, met with limited success. He was happy to accept steady work in gigging band. The two future legends hit it off and soon became roommates. One of the future legends wrote in his memoir, "Blank is really cool. He has a quirky sense of humor, a quick mind. His singing is a little strange, though. His facility on the guitar is crazy." And the other guy said of the other guy, "He is a little touchy, dominating, but a good guy. Had a lot of talent, really wanted to make it." Let's play a little bit and see if you can figure out who both of them are.
Mr. A is already saying the guy's from Kiss.
No, here we go. No, you're going to be surprised. No, I know it sounds like Mick Jagger. It's not. That is Mr. Rick James and Neil Young in the Motown pop band, the Mylar Birds, and with the song "It's My Time." I know.
Not the Rick James. Not the Rick James. Like, I'm Rick James. No, not him. This is Rick James Matthews. Rick James Matthews and Neil Young.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, there's that guy from from Motown, the hip hop artist, Rick James.
No, this is the guy who sings Brick House.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Yes, she's a Brick House. Yes, John, you're correct.
I got confused myself when I thought that doesn't sound like that black artist, Rick James.
Yeah, because it says, okay, and this is the rest of the story. The song "It's My Time" was posed for release with the Mylar Birds album was planned, but James past caught up with him. The band had fired their manager amid accusations of financial improprieties, and he informed Motown of James's status of a military deserter. The singer was taken to prison. Album plans were scrapped, and the singer
was withdrawn.
Yeah,
it is that Rick James
to remain unreleased for decades. Young and Palmer bought a hearse and drove to Los Angeles, where they eventually formed Buffalo Springfield. Jane was released 5 months later. 5 months later, and he would have waited significantly longer for his check and stand for his Motown fame. Yeah,
that is him. Oh my gosh, that's so weird. You're blowing my head with these things. I don't know. Well, I guess I refuse to believe that it was him, because I saw the names. I didn't know that his last name was Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that the Rick James, you know, with the greasy really dropping hair and all that stuff, you know. No, that's not the right song. But I know what you're talking about now. I didn't know
that his last.
I didn't know his last name.
That guy.
Yeah, I didn't know that his last name was Matthews. I thought it was two different Rick Jameses. Yeah, my brain just wouldn't believe it. My brain would not allow me to believe that was him hooking up with Neil Young.
Yeah, I know. And they were roommates and they hung out. They thought, yeah, they're cool. And they were opposites. Exactly. So, yes.
Well, good job throwing curveballs, Tina Joe. Good job. That's something, man. That's something. Good job. That's what this is all about, is making you not realize who it is. Man, that's something. I'm just shocked. I am just totally shocked. Neil Young. Now, is that the guy I just read an article, Neil Young? I think it's Neil Young is told Spotify to pull all his music off of their platform, Neil Young, because of some political thing. I just read it. Neil Young, I mean, I've never really cared for Neil Young. He's always seemed like a kind of a hoity-toity guy, you know. He carries his emotions on his shirt sleeves, you know, and he gets mad. He has everybody pull, don't listen to my music anymore. I don't like you guys. You know, I was like, shut up, Neil Young.
Shut up, Neil Young.
Shut up, Neil Young. Hi, Edna. Good to see you. Welcome to the
Edna.
Show.
Edna.
Edna,
Hi, Edna. Where?
Oh, man. So fun. So somebody threw a thing in there, said we were only 8 people away now from 2000. So.
That was Caps.
Caps. Thanks, Caps. Throw that. Hit that follow button. We're closing in on it. Those last couple of numbers are hard. Those last couples are really hard to get. But I know you're out there. I know you guys are out there. You're downloading the show. I know you're out there. Hit the follow button, please.
Follow.
2000. And when I hit the 2000 mark, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done going after people. You know, I'm done begging. I'm done begging for followers. I feel like I'm begging. Please let me hit 2000, please. We surpassed 73,000 downloads. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. But anyway, we just love you guys to death. You know, you're done with bacon. No, I'm not done with bacon.
Oh no.
I could never be done with bacon. Yeah, if I could have, you know, if the angel of death could get before me and say, okay, you've got a few hours to go before I'm going to come get you. What do you want? I go, I want a Guinness with some bacon. My last meal. Have you ever looked at what people have for their last meals?
No.
You should. You could look it up. I forgot it, but you could look it up. Welcome. What people had for their last meals on death row. I mean, it's really interesting what people eat, you know. Yeah, really, really interesting. And speaking of interesting eating, you know what Grammy made me for dinner last night? It's an old childhood favorite. And I didn't even know she had bought these. She gave me fish sticks with Kraft macaroni and cheese and veggies.
And tater tots.
And veggies. No. Oh. No, that's what my mom used to serve us.
Fish tots. We always had fish sticks with tater tots.
Really? See, we always had it with macaroni and cheese and some kind of peas or carrots and peas or something like that. And Grammy made that for me yesterday. I'll tell you what, fish sticks aren't like what I remember them. And we used to love those fish sticks. They're just
they're
not the same. Yeah, they're not the same. Yeah,
I know, right? But there's some good ones at Costco. they have some really good ones there.
Do they?
They're not those little. Yeah, they're much
little
better.
Skinny things. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it brought back so many memories. It brought back so many memories.
I know. And ketchup on the side.
No, we had, I had tartar. Tartar sauce? Is that what it's called? Tartar sauce?
Tartar sauce, that white stuff.
Yeah, well, see, and Grammy makes her own. She don't buy tartar sauce. No, she can whip up a thing of tartar sauce in a shake of a hand. You can do it, yeah. I make homemade fish sticks with walleye. I don't know if I've ever had walleye, Don Hasselhoff. You know who we haven't seen in ages is Tony.
I know. I've been thinking about that. Yeah.
Wonder where Tony is. I mean, we haven't seen him in a long time, but he's always out fishing, and he's always fishing for walleye. It's like perch. Walleye's like perch. Hmm. Gordon's. Yeah, Gordon's. Remember the Gordon's fish sticks?
It's a Gordon fisherman.
They show the guy with the big old rain suit and the hat, you know. Isn't he smoking a pipe? Isn't he smoking a pipe in that picture, Eric? I think he is.
I don't think he is. I mean, because he's out in a wet environment.
That's never stopped people from smoking pipe. Those old sailors. Yeah. Interesting. Did you know there's a specific name for those? I call them pirate hats. You know, the pirates wear
boat. What the heck are those?
They got the three folds on them.
They fold down. They come down on you like the Gilligan hat.
They do. Those hats that have the three points on it. And the big flaps going up to the top of the hat. Those actually, they're made to fold down over your shoulders and your back to keep the water from going down into your neck. I didn't know that. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about those littler hats, not that one. Yeah.
You mean the army, the sailor, the navy hats?
No, they're like the Gilligan hat. It's like a little bucket hat. It's called a bucket hat. It just kind of comes down.
Yeah, my dad used to have those. My dad was in the Navy. And, those little white hats. Yeah, and you could fold them down. Yeah. Yeah, my dad had those.
Little bucket hat, yeah.
Yeah, those are fun. He'd give them to us, and then we'd lose them, and he'd be mad at us. What are you going to say, Eric?
McDonald's filet of fish.
Oh, man, I've heard some nasty stuff about McDonald's, man.
I just can't eat there.
I have. I've heard some nasty stuff about McDonald's. I'm not going to go into it, but I just can't bring myself to eat there. I mean, we bought their little fish nugget things from them. Or no, they're chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
And they sat and we had them. They were sitting there. I was going to finish them off the next day. I mean, it was like I was putting chemicals in my mouth. I swear. It was like it did not taste like they tasted fresh. I'm going, oh, these are nasty. Yeah, I can't eat at McDonald's anymore. Just the thought of it. I don't know. It just doesn't really. So commercial Gorton, the real version, had a pipe. Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. But the one on the package never had a pipe. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Give him the pipe. I've been thinking about picking up a pipe. I've been thinking about my old age, picking up a pipe, smoking a pipe.
Yeah.
Grammy goes, you can do whatever you want. Do it outside.
That reminds me of my great-grandpa used to smoke a pipe. My great-grandpa from Switzerland. And it smelled so good. I just remember that smell.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yes.
It doesn't smell like a cigarette smell. It's completely different.
Nor a cigar. Yeah. It's pipe tobacco. It's got its own unique smell to it. Yeah. Yeah. Hi, Mario. Haven't seen you in a long time. Mary used to come into our music shows on Friday night. So, speaking of which, this Friday on the WESN Epic Strategies Network, I have the Old Man's Blues Show that's going to be. So, download that app for your phone or go to the webpage and listen to the Old Man's Blues Show at 3 in the afternoon Pacific time, 6 in the evening on the East Coast. and we're going to be going for a little over an hour, hour and 15 minutes on blues. That's all I'm going to do on this show is just nothing but blues. And this week we're going to be listening to Eric Clapton and B.B. King and their album Riding with the King. Yeah. It's going to be fun. Well, what do you think? I mean, that's it. Pretty good show. We're out of here.
Yeah.
Got to get everybody out of here. We got places to go, people to see, and got to get going. So, Eric, I saw you posted a lot of stuff in the show while we're going, but do you want to highlight a few of those that are going to go on tonight or this afternoon?
Well, coming on Podbean today at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, our good friend, the only crazy lady, will do her Tuesday Tarot show. So, if anybody's interested in checking her out, including like Poetic and Shannon Lynn, be on lookout for her. The John Gale program will be live at 5 p.m. Eastern Time here on Podbean, plus the replay of his show at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And I got some good news about Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. They'll be on in prime time tonight. So if anybody's interested in checking them out, I think Billy's doing a lot better now.
Good deal.
And of course, Ralph and the Unsupervised Podcast are back tomorrow morning before we are. And then, of course, hump day tomorrow for us. So we're back 22 and a half hours from now. And then John DeVito, of course, tomorrow's got To a Patriot Mama and RPV of the Real Patriots Voice podcast. And you got a few more friends coming up later in the week. And also be on the lookout for Slightly Serious and the Beans and Weenie Show, assuming Spanky and James are feeling better, and many more friends coming up. And then Shannon tomorrow night.
A lot of good shows out there. Find them, hook in on them, give them a follow. Just a lot of good podcasts. Got a lot of good podcast friends with this show. Thank you, though, for coming to ours. Hey, come on, hit that follow button. Let's get to 2,000. And I promise you'll never hear me asking about followers again. I promise. Oh, where's my music switch? Where's my stuff over here? And now a final word from Dina Jo.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate y'all so very, very, very much. Love you. Have a great rest of your day. Be safe. Contact me or Poe about those special glasses. And love you. Bye.
Dina Jo.
What a good time we've had. Good time. All right, everybody. We got to get out of here. We got to go. We got people to see, places to go.
Hopefully, we'll achieve that 2,000 follower goal by the end of the month if we haven't already.
Hey, hopefully, I'll tell you tomorrow morning we hit it. Let's go. 2,000. Man, we just love all you guys. Appreciate all
the
support.
The old man will pass that message along, Poe.
All you guys' support, man. We just love it. And I will, Poe. I'll let Grammy know. You guys are the best followers, best friends, and we just love you to death. Our music's done. We're out of here. We'll see you tomorrow.
Love you. God bless you. See you around the Podbean, everybody.
Later, Gators.